All right, I have no idea what the hell I just played. Oh, actually, I do know what I just played just then, but it requires some explanation. Before that is what I'm talking about. We heard a double shot of Gov, Thorns and Out of Place, again from their new record, Warmer Than Gold. We heard Plastered by Mason Lowe, and the last song of the set was called Mr. Lin He Dead by Shriekback. And the reason I played that is I love it when you're reading something and suddenly you get a lyrical or literary reference that you didn't understand before, and that totally happened to be with regard to that song. That's an obscure B-side by Shriekback. And the title never made any sense to me, Mr. Lin He Dead, except I know it's about the Lin drum machine, which was the first drum machine that you could do sampling with. That's why it's called Mr. Lin. But I didn't realize Mr. Lin He Dead is a direct reference to The Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad, who... Hey, how's it going? Hey, welcome. It's an internet radio station. We've been here since the pandemic.
Oh, not before that?
No, we were in three other places before that.
We can find you on the internet?
Yeah. Or you could just scan the download the app right there.
I'm old.
Yeah. One good thing about the pandemic is it taught us all how to use what QR codes. Anyway, where was I? Oh, I was rambling about drum machines. The other one. That's to apply. The one on this side. There you go. Joseph Conrad, that's who wrote Heart of Darkness. There's a famous line in that where he talks about Mr. Kurtz, he dead. Apparently, Hunter S. Thompson started reading Heart of Darkness just before he died, and he was fond of quoting that one line, or just spouting, Mr. Kurtz, he dead. Of course, about Colonel Kurtz, if you've seen Apocalypse Now, that's based on Heart of Darkness, as you all probably know. Anyway, but I also didn't realize it's the opening line, or it's in the prescript or whatever, for The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot, which is undoubtedly where Shriekback got it, because they're a bunch of nerdy poetry goobers. The fact that it references both the drum machine and T.S. Eliot and Joseph Conrad and... you know, Heart of Darkness and Apocalypse. I don't know. There was a whole lot of buried meaning that was brought to me by a quote from Hunter S. Thompson, of all things, this morning. So I had to play that track. I'm talking... We're getting deep into the why the hell did you play that one song thing. So let's jump back into the music. We're still here with Rock Bunny. Rock Bunny is ambling about the studio. We're going to do some upkeep on the studio, I'm told. Get rid of some of this shabbiness.
I kind of like it, though.
it does give it a lived-in feel. But, I don't know, it's not my vibe. I want people, when they walk by, to go, what the hell is this? It looks cold as hell in here.
Well, I am here.
Yeah, you are here. All right, let's cue up another couple things. A lot of the stuff I have played earlier is the stuff I played when I happened to pop in on King Rat Show on Wednesday before last. And it was just after International Clash Day. So I played a lot of Clash-adjacent things, which will continue in this set. This is RadioValencia.fm and the CuratedCatastrophe.org.
You're listening to the Curated Catastrophe, Holmes.
Why ride? I wanna ride. Why ride? Ride my horse. Why? desiration. It's a Armageddon. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. So a lot of people going to have to stand up and fight. But remember to praise Jehovah, and it will guide you in this iration. It's a tonight. Said a lot of ones gonna run and hide tonight. Cause it's your action, you must get your fraction in this iteration. It's Armageddon. A lot of people won't get the supper tonight. Said a lot of ones won't get no justice tonight. I say, but remember to praise Jehovah, and he will guide you in Armageddon. Tonight. We'll be right back.
And we're back on RadioValencia.fm. Ended up not going with the vinyl 45 route because we've got people dropping in the studio because we got the door open. We got Rock Bunny. Somebody named Nick just came in and was like, this is cool. I'm going to go buy some beer. I'm like, awesome. Come on back. He's going to come back with his kid. So, yeah, we're keep staying away from the oldies 45s for the moment. Shall we figure out what we played in that set? Let's figure it out together while I wait for Radio Valencia's crack website to reload and let me know what I actually just played. Oh, thank you. That was Bodies by Blackwater Holy Light. They will be coming to the chapel on the 13th of next month. You will want to check that out if you have similar musical taste to me. They're a power psych. They're a psych power trio. That's let's put those words in the right order. I'm really looking forward to that show. The Sprints are coming to town. Oh, I should play some Sprints. Also in that set, we heard Armageddon Time by Willie Williams, as later covered by The Clash. We heard Right Riot, the Clash song, as covered by Rage Against the Machine. And I already talked to you at length about the Shriekback track, Mista Lynn, He Dead. I watched Manhunter last night again. Tom Noonan, the guy who plays the really creepy serial killer in Manhunter, recently passed away, like, this week. And, yeah, so I was just sort of in a Shriekback mood and rewatched Manhunter. Man, that's a great, great movie. I think it's better than Silence of the Lambs. If you've never seen it, absolutely check it out. It's available on streaming. I watched it for free on Tubi or something. I don't know. I didn't pay attention. But it's amazing. It's got Shriekback in the soundtrack. All-time best use of Inagata Dapita. And it's just... Tom Noonan is so understated and terrifying in that. You should check it out. Also, Brian Cox, I think, is hilariously impish is the word I heard used for him. Impish version of Hannibal Lecter. Anyway, great film. It's very 80s. You know, it's directed by Michael Mann, who went on to fame with Miami Vice and stuff. Anyway, check that shit out. Some bullshit Maldor watched this week. What was I about to do? Fuck if I know. This is Creative Catastrophe. We make it up as we go along. This is the Viagra Boys on RadioValencia.fm. Okay.
please, okay, one at a time, one at a time. Oh, no, I'm on cancel now. Yeah, I'm back. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm an artist. Of course, I make art out of tax evasion. Roundish, maybe round and flat at the bottom. It's a small man placed inside of a larger man. Yeah, I'm made out of meat. What? What do you mean? Downloading my work is illegal. Who is this guy? Get him out of here right now. What the? They didn't do anything. I was wearing a wig. She was wearing a wig. I can't answer these questions. No pictures.
I'm subscribed to your mom's OnlyFans. I spent $5 a month to get pictures of her flappy giblets. And I spent another $10 a month to chat with her on the AI chat program. It feels great.
Back on the Curated Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. That was the Sprints with Better. I should have looked up when the Sprints are playing the Chapel, because I'm going to see them as well, and you should too. But yeah, again, Google is your friend. That was Better by the Sprints. prior to that, we heard other music. We heard Man Made of Meat by Viagra Boys and Bodies by Blackwater Holy Light. I thought I played something else in there, but apparently I didn't. Got a bunch of people popping into the studio now because Cheap Hooch is 30 short minutes away, so you want to stay tuned for Cheap Hooch, as always. They're so much better at this crap than I am. Holly Hooch is here, as is Joey Von Frankenstein. We got DJ Rock Bunny and Randos Nick and Aston. So, Rando Nick is from... Where are you from, Nick?
West London. I live in Virginia.
West London, but he lives in Virginia. He's got an accent that does not say Virginia. What's your team?
United.
Man United? Oh. Yeah, see, mine's West Ham, but I, you know, the other side of this. Sorry? Yeah. But, you know, as an American, you have no reason to pick a team. And I was just like, okay, they're good enough for Iron Maiden and Cockspire and the Cockney Rejects. And, like, they're all, like, up the... And I'm like, all right, fine, that's my team. But, yeah. Maybe not the... Well, whatever. Let's not get into Irish... Let's not get into Premier League. Oh, hey, there's a random dog in the... Hello, random dog. And random dog person. See, it's so worth it to keep the door open. Anyway, I want to play something else. This is live on KEXP because you know I love KEXP. This is The Coup.
Please don't make me a victim. Teacher, stand up. Read the colors out of flip this system. Teacher, I hands up. Please don't make me a victim. Teacher, stand up. this new sound.
We know alcohol can be a problem. Whoever made the Are You an Alcoholic test does not understand how it is supposed to work, because one of the questions was, have you ever drank to change your mood? Yeah. Wait. How have you been doing it, psycho? Who gets off work like, let's have a drink, keep this work vibe going? That's what's fun about drinking. If you're drinking right now, what you're saying to yourself and everyone around you is, I am done being productive for the day. Yes. In the morning, you drink coffee. You're optimistic. You're like, carpe diem. Gonna seize the day. And then at the end of that day, you're like, f*** it, I tried.
Why haven't you learned anything?
When that school shit is a joke, the same people who control the school system control the prison system and the whole social system ever since slavery.
Some redneck crackers. Right around the time Third Base dropped the Cactus album, but I was reading Malcolm. I changed my name in 89, cleaning parts of my brain like a baby nine. I took a history class serious, front row, every day of the week, third period, fucking with the teacher's head, calling them racist. I try to show them crackers some light, they couldn't face it. I got my diploma from a school called Rickers, full of teenage mothers and drug dealing niggas in the hallways. The popo was always present, searching through niggas' possessions, looking for dope and weapons. Get your lessons. That's what my mom kept stressing. I tried to pay attention, but their classes weren't interesting. They seem to only glorify the Europeans, claiming Africans were only three-fifths of human beings.
They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit. Bullshit.
Like a 12-step brainwash camp. They make you think if you drop out, you ain't got a chance to advance in life. They try to make you pull your pants up. Students fight the teachers and get took away in handcuffs. And if that wasn't enough, then they expel you. All your people's understanding, but to them, you a failure. Observation and participation. My favorite teachers, when they beat us in the head with them books, it don't reach us. Whether you break dance or rock, suede, Adidas, or be in the bathroom with your clique, smoke a reefer, then you know they mad. Class ain't important unless you add enough cash and multiples. Unemployment ain't rewarding. They may as well teach us extortion. You either get paid or locked up. The principal is like a warden in the 4-year sentence. Mad niggas never finish, but that doesn't mean I couldn't be a doctor or a dentist.
State schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit. State schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit. Bullshit.
They ain't teaching us nothing but how to be slaves and hard workers for white people to build up their shit.
from rocks to exploiting us, you know what I'm saying? And they ain't teaching us nothing related to solving our own problems, you know what I'm saying? They ain't teaching us how to get crack out the ghetto. They ain't teaching us how to stop the police from murdering us and brutalizing us. They ain't teaching us how to get our rent paid, you know what I'm saying? They ain't teaching our families how to interact better with each other, you know what I'm saying? They just teaching us how to build their shit up, you know what I'm saying? That's why my niggas got a problem with this shit. That's why niggas be dropping out that shit, cause it don't relate. You go to school and the fucking police searching you, be walking in your shit. Like this a military compound, you know what I'm saying? So school ain't gonna relate us until we have some shit where we control the fucking school system. Where it reflect how we gonna solve our own problems, then niggas ain't gonna relate to school. Shit, that's just how it is, you know what I'm saying? And I love education, you know what I'm saying? But if education ain't elevating me, and you know what I'm saying, it ain't taking me where I need to go out some bullshit, then fuck education, you know what I'm saying? At least they shit. Matter of fact, my nigga, this whole school system could suck my dick. Yeah!
This song goes out to a good friend of mine. He lives life in the forest.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Back on Radio Valencia, live transmissions from the Mission. That was Oakland's own Transplants, the supergroup featuring one of the dudes from the drummer from what the hell are they called, Blink-182, and Tim Armstrong from Rancid, getting after Hip Hop Jones. Prior to that, we heard Day Schools by Dead Prez and Strange Arithmetic by The Coup live on KEXP. I've applied for a job on KXP, but they apparently don't like people who curse as much as I do. Or maybe they do, hell if I know. It's a fantastic station. If you are out and driving around in a motor vehicle, tune into KEXP. If you're somewhere stationary, tune into Radio Valencia with our app, which is available on the on our website, radiovalencia.fm. I almost said .org. That would have been hilarious. But let's do this again. Radio Valencia.
This is Neil Hamburger, and I wanted to call your attention to a gala event coming up on Saturday, February 28th, to the newly resuscitated Mabuhay and On Broadway nightclubs. It's a 50th anniversary of punk rock, featuring Flipper and Friends with live music and oral history, video presentations, DJ sets, a zine and record swap, and, just in case Liza Minnelli shows up, a full bar.
This is London, baby. But remember, don't bite the bait. Are you ready? Ready?
Ready.
Steady.
Thank you.
out, kick me out. I don't want to hear ya. Kick me out, kick me out. I don't wanna hear ya. I don't wanna hear ya. Fake towns of San Francisco echo through the air. And there's a few bored faces at the black hole wishing they weren't there. And as the microphone squeaks, a young girl's telephone beeps. Yeah, she's dashing for the exit. Oh, she's running to the streets outside. Oh, you say. Don't want to hear you know.
Kick me out, kick me out.
Yeah, but his bird things is amazing now. So all that's left is the proof that love's not only blind but deaf.
Every year, and I
All right, we're going to hop out of the way for Cheap Hooch. They are coming up at the top of the hour. Cheap Hooch. The Cheap Hooch Radio Extravaganza. Stay tuned. RadioValencia.fm.
Yeah, that's right. This cut goes out to all y'all that's been missing us for mad years. One love, yo. Yeah, that's right. He's got game.
If man is the father, the sun is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe, then why is this verse coming 6 times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such.
Word.
Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this shit I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelins, sign of a local nigga unraveling.
Uh-huh.
My wandering got my ass wondering, with crisis and all this crisis. Hating Satan never knew what nice is. Check the papers, well, I bet on ISIS. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year, all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something. But damn the game, if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game. Got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but fuck the game if it ain't saying nothing.
Damn, was it something I said? Pretend you don't see, so you turn your head. Ray's scared of his shadow, does it matter? Thought of reparations, got a plan with the population. Nothing to lose, everything's approved. People use, even murders excuse. White men in suits don't have to jump. Still 1,001 ways to lose with the shoes. God takes care of old folks and fools, while the devil takes care of making all the rules. Folks don't even own themselves, paying mental rent, the corporate presidents. 1 out of 1 million residents, be a dissident, who ain't kissing it. The politics of chains and whips, got the sick missing chips and all the championships. What's love got to do with what you got? Don't let a win get to your head or a loss to your heart.
Word.
Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O
in my ear. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. But damn the game, if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game. We got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. But fuck the game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right, everybody got game. But we just here to let y'all know that P.E. is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
There's something happening, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Telling me I got to beware. It's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, yo, I don't think they heard you, Stevie. Kick it to him again one more time.
It's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.